Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Awaken with Maria and Monica, or as she prefers it, the M&M show.
With nuts
and cherries on top. Today we take
a
brief.
We're not playing M&M's, Maria. We're M&M's with nuts.
And one thing I'd like to do at the top of this show, and I don't usually do this, but I really want to ask all my listeners, whatever mojo you have, whether it's Reiki, whatever your healing energy is, I have a wonderful woman who has supported my show the whole 18 years I've been doing this, and her name is Susie, and she really can use all the good energy we can send her. So I'd like everybody to focus on her, and whatever it is you have, please send it to Susie in Sedona, because she's a wonderful person. I think she's getting ready to make her transfer off Planet of the Apes. And she could use not only the love she deserves, because she's been wonderful to me all these years, but, you know, there's a power in numbers.
Done.
Thank you, darling. Today we were going to talk about our power. Well, I'll let you say it. You say it better.
Okay. I have been watching, obviously, what's been going on around this planet, and I found, because people say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. And I said, a lot. I said, we're all extremely powerful. And when one person makes a shift, and each person takes care of the shift I'm going to talk about, we can change the vibratory frequency of this planet, because Einstein said that life is energy and that's all there is to it. Raise your vibrational frequency to match that which you want and you shall have it. There is no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So I saw that the one thing that people are missing out, because a lot of people, a lot of people are meditating, a lot of people are praying, and that's really good. But you know what people are forgetting? Is your power lies in how you react to the external circumstances and the things that are happening outside of ourselves. So the reaction, our power is held in how we react. The key is, gosh, what happened to me?
I know, I have that tickle today too.
So what, mine's the latte and the coffee, you know? I'm not supposed to have dairy. Anyway, so it's in how we react when we hold our power. So when something is going on, immediately, instead of saying, oh, that MF-er or that asshole or that, you know, that, well, you know,
right.
The asshole in the White House or whatever, or those people or whatever, instead of like throwing darts, which actually only hurts ourselves, it's better to say, you know, this is all in divine order, that this person or any person that puts out negativity into this planet ricochets and receives it right back to them, because the universal law of cause and effect is always working and nobody's exempt. So I am tranquil with that, and I continue to stay connected to Source and Source's love, and I'm at peace. So when we do that, it doesn't mean that we become robots and have no emotions. If you have an emotion that comes up, such as, you know, tears or anger or whatever, don't stay there. Let it out. Bless it with love. Release it to the planet, because that, you don't want to just throw out anger because you're feeling it. You want to bless it and convert it, because we can convert energy. And, of course, Einstein said we can't create energy. We can't destroy it, but we can convert it. So immediately convert it. Feel it. Let it come up. Say, okay, thank you. Obviously, you were inside of me, so I'm going to convert you to pure love, and I'm going to send you off to do some healing to animals in the animal hospitals or people in the hospitals or whoever is in pain. Send your love to them, and now I connect back to Source again, and whatever was bothering me before, those people are accountable to whatever they have to do because they're not exempt. So when we handle it, look how simple that was.
Right. Well, you know, years ago, Monica, I'm sure you remember, one of the biggest teachings in the New Age movement was we create our own reality. And I always told people that that's a falsehood. We can only create our reaction to the reality around us.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, we do create our own personal stuff through our own thoughts.
Right.
We do create our own drama. You know, if we're in such a negative space, how can we have a positive life? You know, so in part, I agree with you. In the other part, I say that we create our own circle of drama. And we can change that. I mean, that's like planting beans in the ground and expecting corn to grow. You know, that's not going to happen. So we have to take care of that. But as far as global things, and there's a lot of things happening globally, as you saw in Helsinki, oh my God.
Right. Well, this is quite the reality. Listen,
oh my gosh. I mean, I wanted to say so many adjectives.
I know, but I think I told you before. When I look at this reality, it's like, oh my God, when do we get off this planet? You know, I mean, it's laughable. I mean, if you don't laugh at it, you know, you can see how angry people are today. You can see how everybody's losing their minds today. And to me, it's like,
feel the anger. It's okay to feel the anger, Maria, but you can't stay there.
Well, you know, some bear used to say the only use for anger is to let it fuel your fire.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. And what it has done, you know, because I was asked this question the other day when I was with David Icke in San Francisco and his film crew, because they're filming his life story. And I was asked the question by his director what I thought about, you know, the orange hair in the White House. And I just said, well, look, you know, I don't send him anything bad. I said, because he's creating his own bad. I said, if I send him bad stuff, that's only going to hurt me and I'm selfish.
Exactly. Exactly. But what I'm finding lately is a lot of people have truly lost their joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my friends stopped by yesterday and, you know, I could just see she's miserable, even though she was just chit-chatting. And she said, well, you know, I went out and bought a candle. And I said, well, what color candle did you get? And she said, white. And I said, but you need a pink candle because you have joy. I said, I see no joy in your aura. I see no real color in your aura. You know, you're just living to work and getting through the days.
Yeah.
And, you know, she thanked me for that suggestion, but I also told her, you know, if you have any rose quartz, start wearing it.
Yes, good. That's right. You're right, Maria. Right.
So a lot of people have forgotten. Listen, we have a lot of tools that we can use. To some people, they seem silly and stupid. But I always tell people the purpose of ritual isn't for spirit. They don't need our rituals. It's to make it real to us while we're in this dimension.
Yeah. And, you know, pink is the highest vibratorial frequency of love. Like, think about in the pink, everything's rosy. You know, where do those expressions come from? And the rose quartz is a good one to wear. Citrine is another one because it makes you feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually slows down the nervous system, so it calms us down. But there's a stone in Bolivia that's called an ametrine, and it's a quartz crystal that is half amethyst and half citrine. And if you look for it online, buy it, because the amethyst opens up the intuitive centers, but the citrine calms you down so you can connect with the right brain. And I have two rings made of that. It's absolutely stunning.
I'm sure. Well, you know, but also there's a lot of people now that are not just living without joy, but a lot of people that are really off kilter. They're so out of balance, they don't know how to get in balance.
Yeah, that, you know what? We can show them because we have those answers. And in 1987, my spirit guide came to me and said, where's your joy? And I said, I don't know how to find it. And he said, I want you to write the word joy, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it in your car, write it down and put it on your bedroom wall so you can read it. I said, okay, so then what do I do? He said, find things that are funny to laugh at. And so what I did back then, I started watching the Golden Girls because they cracked me up.
Right.
And I would record them, and then I watched Seinfeld in the 90s. Now, to this day, I still record I Love Lucy and Seinfeld because they're so freaking funny. It's timeless. So he said, laugh more because laughter is going to heal you. Laughter and music are going to heal the emotions. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I did. And you know what? It works. So if people don't know how to find joy, you know, fake it till you make it.
Exactly. Well, you know, after the whole day, especially when I'm surfing the news and whatnot, one thing that I know and I do is, A, I don't go back online after 9 o'clock at night. I don't want to see or know anything. And even if, you know, if I'm watching something serious, I make sure the last two things I watch before I go to bed or two episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, okay. There you go. You've got yours.
Yeah, it's just, you know, simple comedy. The acting's funny, you know, and it totally empties your head because a lot of people, you know, are making the mistake of using their computers, their phones, their gadgets before they go to bed when it's been proven that that blue light that comes through will keep you awake if you use it an hour before you go to sleep.
And for the listeners, there is a new application that you can install on your cell phone and on your laptops and computer. It's called flikefrank.lux. So it's like Flux. You install that for free, and what it does is it gets rid of the blue and it brings in that yellow, and you can set the custom settings for morning, midday, and nighttime, and it saves not only your eyesight, but it's easier to read things. So it's flikefrank.lux, and then just Google that and then install it. It is a lifesaver. I found that from my friend in Munich.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stand it because the blue light was like, my eyes were getting blurred.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times when people are whacked and really out of balance, I tell them, get your shoes off, go outside and put your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell them, put their hands and feet on the ground if they're that whacked out. But a lot of times, any earth color stone will also help them get in balance.
Yeah.
You know, even if you just use it as a worry stone, just keep it in your pocket and rub it. Okay, when you start getting neurotic. But you know,
What kind of stone, Maria?
Any earth color stone. It could be.
Even from your backyard or something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Listen, here's something most people don't understand. Every pebble, every stone has the same energy of any polished gemstone or crystal. You know, every grain of sand on the beach holds the entire history of the world inside.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Right. So, you know, you don't have to go broke or, you know, spend money on this and that. But there are certain stones that work better for different people. And then there are stones that work better for specific things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like amethyst. A lot of people don't realize, although everybody's attracted to amethyst. Amethyst is the addiction stone. So if you have an addiction, amethyst is a good stone to use and keep on you to help break that addiction.
And, you know, if you go to these crystal shops or metaphysical shops, they don't cost very much. Some of them are like 50 cents or a dollar.
Right. Or you can buy a bag for a couple of bucks. You can mix them up.
Yeah, exactly. But, so lately I've been using a lot of Himalayan salt because of my allergies here where I live. I just moved to this place 6 weeks ago. And, oh, my gosh, the allergies are unforgiving. So I know that that really works too. And then the light, it heats up the, you know, the light bulb heats up the salt and then it completely gets rid of all those molecules and bacteria and dander and whatever, just that you have pets.
Well, I have one of those Himalayan salt lamps and I also cook with Himalayan salt.
Oh, that's the best. That is
so,
the best.
You know, it's better for you. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, we could do a whole show, maybe we will one day, just on, you know, different crystals, different stones. But truthfully,
definitely.
The purpose...
But the thing about it is because we have so many tools and, you know, like I'm writing a book right now. One of my chapters is called Why Prayer and Meditation Isn't Enough. Because what it does is it does center you, but then you've got to take action and do something about it. So the reaction to the externals is what we're doing about it.
Mm-hmm.
How are we reacting to this stuff?
Right.
What are we choosing to hold on to? You know, it's like I would not ever any longer, now that I've learned this, let another human being control the way I react.
That's
I'm not going to do it.
That's good.
It doesn't mean I'm being complacent and lazy and doing nothing about it. Oh, I mean, I donate money, especially for those people on the border, you know, that are separated from the kids. I did donate to that. And I like the fact that people got off their butts and are starting to protest and have been protesting since the beginning of this administration. I like the fact that they feel good taking that kind of an action because it is bringing about global awareness, but after yesterday, global awareness is alive and kicking.
Oh my, I was watching, I like to surf YouTube at night. So I was watching, you know, my favorite guy on Fox News, believe it or not, is Shep Smith. And I mean, he went crazy last night. And you know, I work out at a gym where there's a lot of, you know, older Republican people, you know, who probably been in the party since Lincoln was president. But Then one of them said to me the other day, I think it's terrible what the late night hosts are doing every night, she said, because they're not funny. And I said, but look at all the material he's given them. What else are they going to talk about?
Oh, easy. It's
and that ended that, and that ended the conversation. You know, listen, I feel sorry for people that, you know, still want to believe. But listen, everybody wanted to believe, you know, Obama. Everybody wanted to believe the Clintons. Everybody wanted to believe, you know, the Bushes. It's the same garbage. It's the same garbage over and over, although this is the worst garbage so far to date.
And, you know, when you think back of Nazi Germany, people were complacent until it finally knocked on their door. You know, as that old saying goes, you know, first they did this and I ignored it, then they did that and I ignored it, and then it came to me, and then,
Right, nobody to fight for me.
So they came for me, yeah, exactly.
But listen,
so
you
now,
know,
people are starting to notice that it's going to hit their pocketbooks, like, really, really soon.
Well, soon. I know, I already feel sorry for the farmers who are crying in their beer now because they're all going broke. Listen, this is the world we're in.
You know what else came to me, Maria? This was an insight I got a while back, but I don't think I ever shared it with you. What I got back is that, number one, our country has incurred a lot of karma because of the things that we did that were despicable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we had this karma to pay, and we hadn't paid it. So it's being paid now. You think of internment camps for the Japanese, basically the black people were treated as slaves and were beaten and stuff, and the lynchings and the things that have happened and allowed to happen. And it's like, and then the Indians invading their country. I mean, because you know how Arizona, California, New Mexico, I think it was Nevada, they were all owned by the Indians, and that just took them away. But there's been so much violence here, and I think that this is probably kind of balancing out.
Listen, I've been teaching the medicine wheel since the early 1980s, and any one of my students will tell you that since then through today, I keep saying the same thing. A nation founded by genocide can only end the same way.
Yeah, bingo.
I mean, it's a sad, terrible thing to say. It's scary and whatnot. But, you know, listen, karma has a way of coming around. And, you know, we've been lucky for hundreds of years.
Yeah, you're right.
So, and look, you know, my mother used to say you have to go through hell to get to heaven. And, you know, when you look at what's going on, and I remind people, you know, how many centuries have people been praying for God's kingdom to come to earth?
Well,
I mean, if you read the Bible, he's not exactly a peaceful God. Okay. He just comes through and throws fireballs or floods at you and gets the job done. So, you know, you look at, you know, Mother Earth herself, how she's suffering under, you know, human control. And, you know, the earth is a living thing. Gaia is fighting back, you know, and she's also, I think, going through her menopause. So if we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it's going to be too bad, too sad.
Watch out.
Right. So you got to pay attention to nature. Now, you know, because you commented on those pictures I sent out of those elk that were on my property last week.
Oh, my God, I love them.
And, you know, I had taken like maybe it was 30 seconds of a video, right? I put the video up on YouTube, and I got a guy rip me a new one saying, how dare you post this when there's so many important things going on in the world? Who the hell wants to see this? I mean, when you can post a picture of three beautiful elk and people want to kill you for it, you know this world has gone totally insane.
It's pretty fucked.
Right.
You know, it's, for me, when I saw those, I had instant peace because some people say, what's the best way to break depression? Like you said, go out, stand on some dirt or on grass. And thank God I have a backyard this time now that I moved so I can go back there. Or, you know, you can hug a tree, but you, or in other words, connect to nature because nature is love. But people don't understand things about trees. Trees are very skeptical of people approaching them because they've been so harmed by people, by human beings who chop them down and who don't treat them well or carve their stupid initials on them and hurt them. So you have to ask permission to a tree before you even approach it and hug it. Just say, I come with love. I want to hug you. Is that okay with you? And you'll get that feeling in your mind, yes or no. Just say, I don't want to hurt you in any way. People just go up and start hugging them. Even the tree huggers, they just go up and start hugging them. Wait a minute, don't be so disrespectful.
Well, people have lost sight of living in a sacred manner. You don't ever hear the word sacred anymore.
That's right, you're right.
Yeah, when I taught the wheel, you know, and sometimes I would take my students out on desert walks and introduce them to the plants and everything out in the desert. I taught them the ritual of how to honor the stone that they might have wanted to carry away, or a feather or a tree or a plant. You have to, you know, have a communication. You have to leave an offering in exchange for whatever you take from nature. Yeah. And, you know, when you act in a sacred way, all of nature responds. They recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had so many, I couldn't even put a limit on how many experiences I've had with nature, whether it was the ocean, whether it was the trees, whether it was rocks, because of approaching it in a sacred manner.
Yeah.
You know,
when
people say, oh, you know, man always ate animals and this and that. And my answer is always the same. But there was always a sacred ritual performed. Animals weren't abused. They weren't being raped, force-fed, et cetera, slaughtered in terror and fear.
Exactly. And there's what's interesting to me is because, you know, I don't eat lamb or sheep and lamb are the same thing, right? I don't eat pork. The only thing I eat is ground beef on occasion because I love tacos and I'm Mexican.
Oh.
And the other thing I like is like chicken breast is boneless and skinless, and that's the only kind of meats I'll have. But I do like to have cod.
Well, you know, check out the they have so many great vegan products now. They even have chorizo.
I know, and it's all vegan.
Chopped meat.
They
have Italian sausage that's to die for. It's so good.
And I buy the turkey sausage, but I don't like the way turkeys are killed either.
I don't either. So listen, I don't do any of it. But you know, back to that guy's nasty post on my little elk video.
Yeah.
I actually decided to answer him. And I said to him, I'm an animal rights person and a vegan, and I'm sorry you don't love or appreciate nature the way I do.
Yeah, because that's what it is nature.
And I didn't hear back from him. What a surprise.
Of course not, because he didn't expect you to say anything to him.
Right.
A lot of people hide behind their words because they're cowards.
Well, I'm not a coward. That earned me another 30-day suspension on Facebook.
It did?
And oh, yeah, because I posted the truth about this Judge Kavanaugh and the Catholic societies and dark money behind him and whatnot. And the second I hit the post button, I got banned. 30 days. So when I was telling my doctor about that last week, because he knows I like to post all his new, all the new treatments and stuff he has going on in his office.
Yeah. People that are naive keep thinking that Zuckerberg runs his company. He doesn't.
Right. But when I told my doctor about it, I said, listen, I got banned, so I can't post anything about your business on my site. And he says, what'd you do? And I told him what I did. And prove that this guy's even, you know, connected to the Knights of Malta. And he looked at me and he said, I hope you talked about the Jesuits. I said, oh, yeah, on the next show. So it's nice to see that there are people that you would never think are knowledgeable about what's real and who the controllers are. And then they just pop out with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's nice to know I have some support in strange places to kind of counter all the negative that people want to throw it. I feel like, you remember, have you seen any of those movies with Robert De Niro, Dirty Grandpa? They're really stupid comedies, but I told one of my friends I feel like Dirty Grandma because I'm always getting punished.
Oh my gosh, that is too much. Well, you know, I've seen him in the other ones. He's the actor that intimidated me the most when he did the Godfathers and stuff. I was always afraid of him. And then when he started doing comedies, I go, wait a minute, that doesn't fit. You know, he's supposed to be the bad guy, and now he's being funny, and he's really good at that.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, when you use these analogies, people, like films and stuff, people can really relate to what you're trying to say. You can see a lot more in a shorter period of time. Just like saying, remember this guy? Well, that's me, you know.
Right.
And last night I was watching TV and I saw Schwarzenegger. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel and I was watching Schwarzenegger make a comment to President, that asshole. Anyway, no, I shouldn't say that. Wait a minute. I'm not going to call him names because that's
right.
Not good.
Gotta correct yourself. I'll save that for my news show.
Yeah. So anyway, but he was, telling him what an idiot he is and the worst move in the world and stuff. And then Jimmy Kimmel gets back. He goes, yeah, and this is coming from a man who impregnated his housekeeper. Started laughing.
Listen, we live in a strange world, but let's get back to
our
power is the reaction to the external world. Because one thing I wanted to suggest to my listeners is one of the biggest changing points in my entire life, Monica, on a spiritual level. It wasn't studying Edgar Cayce. It wasn't, you know, studying the Rosicrucians. You know, I went through all the usual steps most people trip into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a book that fell off a shelf in a used bookstore that changed my life. And the book was called The Path to Power by Sun Bear.
Okay.
Now, he talks about in that book a million ways we give away our power every single day and how to reclaim your power. I highly recommend it. The Path to Power, or The Path of Power.
So do you have a for instance, or an example that he uses?
Well, yeah. I, you know, the first one that comes to my mind, and I think about it, God, remember, I read this in the 80s, okay? And that's when my life shifted. My life totally shifted, and within a few weeks, I was studying with Sun Bear, okay? It was quite the journey. I have that journey in my book, On the Wheel. But you know what? I think about that every day when I go to the grocery store. Because he said, when you go into the grocery store, you're giving your power away to the mind control music they have playing, to the stuff that's crap and bad for you on the shelves that stick out the most and the higher shelves. You can go in there looking to buy something healthy, but the sensuality of the way they're set up, you're going to walk out and give your power away to buying junk and crap you don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
Another way, he said, and you know, these are simple things. You know, you go shopping with your girlfriend. You see a dress you really love. You put it on. You love the way it looks. But what do? You say to your friend, what do you think? How does this look on me? You're giving your power away right there in something that simple.
That's interesting.
So if you think about it.
Because we all do that.
Right. We all do it. And even when, you know, you can be hanging out with a bunch of your friends. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? You know, and I'm sure you go through that too. But we give our power away. And then, of course, he goes into how we give our power away to religious figures, to politicians, to people that supposedly know better than us, to the medical industrial complex. There wasn't a topic that Sun Bear was afraid to take on.
I love it.
You know, so it wasn't, you know, it was spiritual, kind of like me, spiritual, but it covered the whole world, everything. And when you really read something that clean and that simple and you get those realizations, oh my God, I do this every day, you take your power back. You know, one of the things I remember the most, and you know, for different people, I don't know, you can call it menopause. I like to call it midlife reevaluation. Some people it happens in 30 or 20 or whenever they think they're, you know, a big shift happened, 30, 40, 50. But I specifically remember, and I want to share this story. On my 30th birthday, I was married. I was living in a beautiful house my husband and I had designed. I had two kids. I had a fabulous career. I was painting for a living. I was, you know, soaring to the top. You know, I had a one-woman show in Soho of my artwork. I mean, life couldn't have been better. And there it was, my 30th birthday, and I'm just waking up, and my husband looks at me and he says, happy birthday. And I didn't even say good morning. What came out of my mouth was the most craziest but powerful thing I think I've ever said in my life, Monica. I just looked at him and I said, holy shit, I'm 30. I said, where's my life? And he looked at me, you know, like, what are you talking about? And I said, I've lived my life for everyone else, my parents, my teachers, my husband, my kids. I said, where's my life?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, from now on, I'm telling you right now, for the next 30 years, I'm not doing anything I don't want to do. I'm not going anywhere I don't want to go. I'm not going to be around people I don't want to be around. I said, and it's non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we can revisit this in 30 years, but that's it. Well, I could tell you, I passed that 30-year mark a couple of years back, and I still don't do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to reclaim your life, and that doesn't mean you turn against your family or you know, don't follow your responsibilities for your kids or whatnot, but you need to do it because you want to, not because you have to.
Yes, exactly. You know, I read a definition the other day that I really liked, and they said, how do you know when you're successful and happy and when you have it all? The answer was, when you can go to bed every night and you feel peaceful.
That's a great answer.
What a simple answer.
Uh-huh. That's a great answer. And, you know, for my listeners, I still have in the archives, oh, God, what was his name? Dr. Bernie Siegel, an interview I did with Bernie Siegel years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, his kids were all grown up. And we were talking. He had a great book about kids. That's what the interview is about. And he said that his son had come to him and he said to him, "Dad, I'll be happy when I'm successful." And Bernie looked at his son and said, "You're be successful when you're happy.
You're happy.
You know, if you're already happy, you're already successful."
Yeah, but, which means it starts from the inside out.
Absolutely. You know, when I used to lecture across the Southwest, I would write on the board before the class came in or the group came in, "Happy isn't just one of the seven dwarves." And sometimes it would take them a minute or two to get it. You know what I mean?
That's pretty good.
But when I look at my friends and they're beautiful people and they're so miserable, and I'm like, where's your joy? You know, why are you living your whole day with no joy? I know you like your little coloring books for grown-ups. I think you mentioned that on the show.
The mandala coloring book.
Okay, well, I have to tell you, I got an iPad and I found an app. It's called Color Therapy. And you color right there on the iPad.
It's
fabulous.
I do have an iPad.
Well, look for it. It's called Color Therapy. You can choose to buy it. You can choose to use it for free. But every day they put up more free ones. So I haven't exhausted the free ones. But I'll tell you this. I could be super stressed out. My neck could be in total trauma. But I'll sit and do color two or three of those. And I am so calm. It's like I meditated for 8 hours.
And the reason that works is because, and you can use it as an open-eyed meditation when you're finished. You just stare at the colors, because the colors then align themselves with your chakras and they balance the chakras. And we choose the colors that we need the most in order to color. And it does balance everything, and that's why it feels so fantastic. I like to tell people, when you have people over and you want to have a coloring party, you want to have the paper ones so they can take them home.
Right.
You know, and then just put them up on the walls. And some people just frame them because they turn out so beautiful.
Right.
But you can find those online. You know, you can actually, the one that I bought originally, it was so hard to find. It was out of print, but I found it on eBay and I found two copies. And so I snatched those up because they had the best ones. Uh-huh. The other ones are called the Mandala Coloring Books by something
them.
Or other. But anyway, and then, oh, listen, you guys, don't buy Pentels because they're like $200 for a box of 100. You can go online and get Crayolas, a box of 100 felt tip pens for $14.95.
Right, and feel like you're a millionaire of colors. Anyway, absolutely. Monica, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground, out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Awaken with Maria and Monica, and we were talking about coloring and colors, and one thing that I remember, you know, when my mother got really sick with her cancer years ago, you know, everybody's sending her gifts and presents and this and that. And I was like, yeah, what's going to really cheer my mother up? So I went to the store and I bought her some really good quality coloring books. They didn't have like grown-up coloring books now. But I bought her coloring books. I bought her crayons. My mother used to be really good with Jax. Do you remember that game, Jax, the bowl and Jax?
Yes, I bought Jax too.
Right. I bought her that. I bought her, you know, that Pong thing, that paddle with the ball attached.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? Nobody was better at that than my mother. I still can't do it. And yet she never stopped. So I made that and I put a lot of, you know, old-fashioned candies in this big box and I sent it to her. And she was so happy. And she says, oh, I can't believe you sent me coloring books. Because I remember she used to color with us when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I said to my mother something that I'm going to say to my audience now. There's no age limit to having fun.
No, no. Maria, you're blowing me away. Because when I got the message about joy, my spirit guide also said, make a list of fun things to do, of things that you haven't done in a long time or that you've never done before. So I went out and buy a kite. And I flew my kite. I bought Jax. I bought the coloring books, of course. I bought the paddle, and I bought a yo-yo.
That's great. That's great.
The hula hoop, forget it. I don't think so.
Yeah. My hula hoop days long past.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
But, you know, people need to realize no one else is responsible for your happiness. No one else is responsible for your joy or to fulfill your wishes. We don't have genies in bottles. It's all up to you. And what I find with a lot of couples that I counsel is their expectation that their partner should be everything to them. Their partner should make them happy. Their partner should entertain them. You know, I mean, listen, it's normal in a relationship, and I explain this to people, where one person in the relationship is a stronger personality or more commanding than the other. But you know what? I was married for 20 years. And after 20 years, I really got sick and tired of my husband saying, what are we going to do this weekend? What couple are we going to go out with? You know, this, that, the other thing. And I just looked at him and I said, hey, I'm not your entertainment center. If you want an entertainment center, go to Sears and buy one. You know, I was just overwhelmed. I was like, God, I don't want to keep doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, how about the reverse effect where these women that I hear it all the time, my husband won't let me buy this pair of shoes. And I'm like, go buy them anyway. Fuck him. It's like, you're not chattel. You don't belong to him. He doesn't tell you what. But then they sit there, they're subservient, you know. And then they say, well, the man's to rule their house. I said, bullshit. I like the way Jewish women run their household. They rule the roost. The man makes the income, yes, dear, no, dear, happy life, happy wife, happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. But listen, relationships are certainly undergoing a change these days. The old-fashioned type of relationship is almost extinct, and I don't see that as a bad thing. You know, I think about, you know, my mother's relationship with my father, you know, in the days when women stayed home and, you know, you were totally dependent on your husband. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. All I'm saying is everything has changed. When you look at these young kids today, they have such a freedom in their relationship. I mean, they're free to be who they are. They're free to go out with their friends without feeling like they're, you know, doing something terrible because they didn't clear it with their partner. And they just seem happier. You can see many more young men caring for their children. You know, back in my day, I mean, that was unheard of. Okay. You know, a father staying home and wheeling the kid down the street in a baby carriage, you know, that was impossible in those days because that was like an attack on their masculinity and it was role playing. But I see with the younger generation, they've let go of those roles, you know, and I used to say that to my husband too. God, no, he must have hated me so much. Because once we got married, everything changed. You know, he assumed the role of what he thought a husband or a father should be. And I said to him, who asked you to play this role? I said, I liked you before. I said, if I wanted a role, I'd go to the bakery. I said, I don't need a role in my relationship. But it really is good to see because, you know, I don't even know if you know, my granddaughters are in their early 20s. And I watch their interrelationships, not just with their boyfriends, but also with their boyfriends. You know, there's a difference, you know, to the young girls today can have friends that are boys, you know, and not be accused of being a harlot, you know, or a slut. Because people have always said, oh, men and women can't really have just a friendship, you know. But it's good to see those antiquated thoughts leaving and watching how the younger generation is really busting through all the old paradigms. And I see that as a good thing.
Absolutely. We're not living in Leave It to Beaver times anymore.
We never were, I don't think.
Well, I mean, our family did, you know, like the older people.
Our parents
and grandparents, they were like, yes, dear, no, dear.
My parents were like Lucy and Desi on LSD. So it was never a dull moment, for sure.
I watch those every night, but then they took them off Hallmark. They're showing some Christmas movies in July. So I was like bummed.
Well, you can go to YouTube and see episodes of Lucy and Desi that never aired.
Well, okay, I'm going to admit this. I own every single DVD of every episode of I Love Lucy. All I have to do is put it on a DVD player. That's pretty sick.
That's not too bad. But, you know, I'd like everybody sitting at home, even though we're, you know, joking around and going all over the place today, really think about what we're talking about, because I know that you guys are listening to us. And it's not important what words we're saying, okay?
Yeah.
This is another thing I wanted to make a point of. It's not the words, you know. I could be talking about, you know, shoeshine, or I could be talking about politics, or I could be talking about spirituality, but people still relate. And the only reason they relate is the sound of my voice, okay? The vibration of sound, and that's what attracts a lot of people. And there's a lot of power in sound.
And sound is incredibly powerful, not only the spoken word, whatever comes out of our mouth, because it's in the third dimension, but it's got so much power in it. We got to watch our words with all diligence. As it says, by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. So I found that in chanting, the three most powerful chants in the entire history of mankind, there's a lot that you can happen. If you're having a lot of problems with a lot of finances, then you have to do, if you watch that movie, What's Love Got to Do with It, with Tina Turner, she has that chant that she did, and that's how she was able to break away from, you know, her husband, Ike Turner. And at the end, it actually writes it out. And that particular chant is Om Myoho Rengekyo. And you can look that up. If you say that over and over every day, and I use this little thing in order to get the tone that I want, you know, and it puts me in it. I like A minor. Even my chimes are in A minor. And if you buy chimes, don't buy the ones that are discordant with all kinds of coppery, weird sounds. Get the ones that are more expensive that are attuned to a particular note, you know. So I like A minor because that opens up the intuition. And I like minor tones better than major tones. But you can buy them in C, D, E, F, G, A, B. But why not go for the one that has to do with intuition? So as you're attuning to those, that vibration, just having it in the background will do enough of it. But after a while, it can be overwhelming. So I have to tie up my chimes because then, I'm too much into my right brain as well. So the sounds that I found for the, in that movie, Om Myoho Rengekyo, by saying that over and over again, you are able to then get into a space where you can start visualizing the career that you want, and that will manifest. The second second chant that is powerful is just saying Om. And if you don't feel like saying it, geez, go to YouTube, and they have like an hour or 2 hours worth of Om, just have it in the background, and that immediately takes effect because your subconscious doesn't miss anything. You can be in your bedroom and still have it in the living room, and your subconscious picks it up. The most powerful one that I've only used maybe 5 times and every time it works is a chant that's Om Madhmi Padme Hum. Om Madhmi Padme Hum. And you have to say it in a deep voice. You say it over and over. I notice I say it about 50 times. Then all of a sudden, there's entities that appear in front of you in your mind. Those are the Council of Nine. Those are the ones that you want to connect with. Eastern philosophies, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, they all believe in this council. When you make contact with them, they'll ask you, what is it we can do for you? And then at that point, you tell them what your needs are, and they go to work, and they tell you exactly what to do to get it. That is how I got this house. That is how I ended up getting the money I needed in order to be able to pay for Christmas things back in the 1970s, because I've known this one a long time. That's how I got a different house where the landlady didn't want two females, and she said, something's compelling me to do this. It works for everything.
Right.
So, if you know, I'm going to say it one time real quickly so that you can see that you have to say it in a low, slow pace, and it's, Om Mani Padme Hum. And just repeat it like that all in one breath. The Ana Yodeh Vaveh is when you connect your heart, and it's Yiddish, you connect your heart to the source, and that's Ana Yodeh Vaveh, 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 Ana Yodeh Vaveh. Of course, you're going to start off really slow. If anybody wants a copy of those written out phonetically, just, you know, send me an email or go to my website, monica.com, and I will send those to you. Now, I'd like to say something, okay? I have to say this. Sometimes we get calls from people that want free readings. I don't do free readings. I have to obviously make a living, but I can work with people financially who are having difficulties. My rates, I understand, are high. So for clients, new clients, and people that want to sign on board, right now my readings are for half an hour, $100. And I only am going to do this one time. You have to buy them in July, but it's one time. And I'm sorry to sound like a commercial here, Maria.
No, but go right ahead. We all have to eat.
There's a lot of people in need right now. My half an hour gives you $350.
Wow.
So if you're interested in this, you've got like 2 weeks to buy it, and that's it. After that, it's gone forever.
Well, there you have it. Well, I do a discount when I'm allowed to do Facebook Live, which I probably won't be able to do till the end of August.
Oh, my God. Can you advertise it on your own website, though?
I have a consultation with Maria Page on my website. And you know, the right people come to me. If they relate to me, great. If they relate to you, great. You know, there's plenty for everybody's the way I look at it. I wanted to get back to that Om Mani Padme Om. You know, years ago when I studied Sai Baba's work, that's one of his top chants.
Yes.
And, you know, and back in those days, you could buy cassette tapes and you could hear him and his following singing and chanting some of the most beautiful chants you could ever imagine hearing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And God, that was, I want to say, in the mid-1990s. And that was when my first granddaughter was born. And I had been told, and it wasn't a surprise to me, that she was a Swami with a huge following in her past life. And that, you know, her people would find her again in this life. And I would play those tapes for her whenever she was upset or getting ready to go to sleep. She would insist on them. That's how much a baby, she was like a year old, related to that, to those chants. So instead of singing Rockabye Baby, which is pretty sick if you think about it, why not try some chants?
I've used chants for many, many years. I used to live by the ocean, so I'd go out to the water and I'd do the chants out loud. After I got like mad at God, quote unquote, God, that was, you know,
I've screamed a lot
originally,
myself.
So I always thought that God was a man, right? No, but anyway, I used to go and scream and yell and stuff. And then after that, I'd start doing my chants and I just felt automatically really connected. A lot of people do ayahuasca now because it actually connects you to all galaxies and you feel one with love, and it's an amazing experience. I can't do it because of the work that I do intuitively, and it just kind of messes me up. So I always tell other people, you might want to consider doing ayahuasca, because a lot of people I've spoken to, you know, they have had extremely good experiences, and you can now find them in the States.
Well, I also know a lot of people that have had some extremely bad experiences with it.
Oh, you're kidding!
No, and actually, I think I still probably somewhere in my archives, if you put in the search engine ayahuasca, I interviewed this young man who had gone on an ayahuasca trip in, I don't remember if it was Mexico or where it was, and he wrote a book about it. And, you know, it was the positives and the negatives. So you better have a very strong spirituality.
Yeah.
If you're going to mess around with things like that. That's just my own advice to people out there. Now, the other chant that I've often used, and even when I taught classes, Monica, which I found was way more powerful than Om, was the Hu. H-U.
Oh, okay. Can you say it?
Well, you know, I would have them hold the Hu for an extended period because it really is your guttural, your own tone coming through, but it's very powerful. So we would start out with like, Hu.
Oh, that's sounds so good.
And when you do it, you can feel the vibration. You not only just feel it in your lips, but it used to blow my classes away. I mean, everybody just loved it. But when you had a group of maybe 20, 30 people doing it, I mean, you could raise the temperature in the room. And believe
me,
there was a lot of classes where we blew the air conditioner out of the room I had rented. So I used to try to sneak out the back jack after we blew the air conditioning in a hotel out. But there's a lot of things people can do. You know, listen, you could even just say your own name. You know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, well, if I want to talk to my spirit guides, you know, what's their name? First of all, they don't have names we can pronounce in our world, okay?
Yeah,
so I tell them, just pick any name. I don't even care. If you want to talk to your higher self, you could just call yourself Big Mama in the sky. It doesn't matter, okay?
Maria, you cracked me up. You know, I wanted to say something here. I'd love to do a show with you next time, perhaps if you want to, about our parallel lives and how to connect with those in order to get information about what we need to do in order to change our lives to be more like theirs. Because they might be experiencing the best life possible with the prosperity and great health, while we might be going through ill health and struggle. And when we connect with those, we can get instructions of what to do. And I've got some really good ideas. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, listen, you don't have to. You can't assume. Don't ever assume that they're having a better life than we're having. That's one thing I never do. But I will tell you this. When I send my long distance and absentee Reiki nightly, I send it specifically to my parallel selves, whether they need it or not. So I always include them. Okay. They're always included. I mean, the list is so long that I have to actually ask my Reiki masters in spirit, if I pass out and fall asleep, just finish this for me, you know, because it can go on and on. And, you know, listen, a lot of people are in need of that. And that's my giveaway. And that's another thing. Everybody should have something they give away.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I have to charge for my readings like you do, or my Reiki attunements. But my gift is, if somebody needs Reiki healing at a distance, I do that for free. That's my giveaway.
Same with me.
You have to call it differently
because when I studied back in 1969 and 70, we used to call it hands-on healing or distant healing. If they were far away, we would just do visualization, and we would call it hands-on healing if they were near us, or we do distance healing if they were far away. And then when did the name really start coming in the 80s?
Well, no, Reiki came to America in the 1950s.
Okay, but it wasn't used widely until after, because we used to call it hands-on healing.
Well, yeah, I started, I did.
Oh, wait, I'm wrong. We used to call it absent healing.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be absent, it could be long distance, but, you know, Reiki travels time and space.
Yeah.
So if people have an issue that started when they were five, you can actually send the healing energy to that five-year-old issue and clear it.
And, you know, I need to start the issue when I was age 34, when this woman in Arkansas, Little Rock, I was there doing a speech, and she came up to me. She goes, "You're having problems with your knees." I said, "No, I'm not." She goes, "Well, you're going to have problems with your knees." And my subconscious bought into that, and then I had problems with my knees. I need to go back to the genesis of age 34 and wipe her stupid statements.
Well, now that I know that happened to you when you were 34, as you know, I send you Reiki every night. You're on my list.
I know. I love you.
So now I'll send it to your 34-year-old consciousness and see if we can clear it.
Yeah, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, all right.
No, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh,
you and Bill
That's
Clinton.
Where I was.
Oh, God.
And it was a German reader who actually pointed out to me, because he heals ailments, but he always goes back to the genesis.
Right.
He said, "You're having problems with your knees because this woman told you when you were 34 years old that you were going to have problems with it, and your subconscious bought into it."
Well, listen, I find that with a lot of my clients. They have beliefs stuck on them that are not theirs, and I can see it. And I said, "This is not yours."
I know. You do that very, very well.
Right. I'm like, "This isn't yours. This isn't karmic. You don't need to keep this, and let's work on getting rid of it." But hey, for some people, it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being able to see the difference helps a lot of people. Don't give yourselves self-fulfilling prophecies unless it's something wonderful. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
Monica.
Another area we should really delve into also is how we buy into certain things. And when we hold on to them saying like, well, I have arthritis, well, you're going to continue having it because that's how you define yourself, you know?
Exactly.
And I noticed that I was doing the same thing.
Well, you know, when I remember going to a doctor once after I had to have eye surgery, and he told me the improvement in my vision was just temporary. And I said, no, it isn't. I canceled that thought. And that was that was about 15 years ago, and I still don't need reading glasses.
Yeah, I don't either. An angel came to me at age 11, and she said, I want you to say these words for 1 year and then throw your glasses away. And then the doctor couldn't believe after a year. He said, your vision's 20/20.
Right.
The words I used to say is, I see through the eyes of God, for God is within me, and we are one. God's vision is perfect, and my vision is perfect, and for this I give thanks today. She came to my bedroom and told me that one time, and I still remember it. So she said you could also use it for different parts of your body, because as soon as you do that, you're resetting to a default setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and then I started getting like little blurred vision sometime in the 40s, when I was in my 40s. So I started saying again, I went back to the doctor because I don't know why he came to see me. He said, your vision's 20/30, you're fine, you don't need glasses. And to this day, all my friends, I'm 67 years old, and all my friends get out their readers in order to read the menu.
Right.
So I'm like, I can read the menu on this, you know,
right.
this restaurant.
Right.
It's just a little teeny print that you
but
have
listen,
to.
But your mind tells your body what to do, so be careful what you take into your mind and what you allow your mind to accept.
Yeah.
From a doctor. You know, I had a doctor once, you know, my blood pressure was so low. He couldn't even believe I was still walking around. And
yeah,
he
that's
says, how?
Serious.
And he was like, how are you still walking around? And I said, because my mind tells my body what to do. It's not the other way around.
The other way around, exactly.
So that's another way. You know, listen, that's another way of taking back your power.
That's
Monica,
correct.
We're out of time, but this was a fun little hour of peace and tranquility for me.
Yeah, we go into solutions. We're the solution-oriented intuitive therapist.
Hey, that's a big, long title, but I'll take it. So, I'll talk with you soon, Monica. Thanks so much.
All right, honey. Love you.
Love
take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Check her out at monica.com. And I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did, because, man, we need a breather. And listen, these are my favorite shows. You want to talk about spirituality, you want to talk about natural health, veganism, animal rights, I'm there. I love it. But like my teacher before me who said, you will inherit all the gifts I have, I am covering the entire world in all its fame, glory, and ugliness. And believe me, 30 years ago, I would have said, nah, that's never going to be me. Anyway, thanks for supporting the show, and I'll see you guys Thursday.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.